From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. An international manhunt continues Thursday for a Tunisian man accused of driving a large truck into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing at least 12 and injuring dozens more. German officials identified the chief suspect as 24-year-old Anis Amri, a Tunisian who was supposed to have been deported months ago, but he was not sent back to Tunisia because of problems with his documents. Those revelations have renewed questions in Germany about how the country vets the thousands of people who have entered the country looking for asylum. VOA's Swatisa Hoke has U.S. President Donald Trump's reaction to the terrorist acts in Germany.
Donald Trump told reporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida that the deadly truck attack in Berlin and the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Turkey prove he was 100% right.
It's an attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped.
During his election campaign, Trump insisted that the U.S. should halt the immigration of all Muslims until there is a tough screening system in place. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan officials say an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital, Kabul, left at least 8 people dead and many wounded. Police say the 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying two heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the building Wednesday evening when a security meeting with senior military officials from Helmand was underway there. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly 6-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave 2 villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. Forensic experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify the burned remains. Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. A court ruled he should stay in power until elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018. Opposition demonstrators are demanding Mr. Kabila step down. Amelie Ob reports.
This week in Kinshasa, protesters used whistles to make a political statement to the president.
The meaning of the whistle is to say that Joseph Kabila's mandate has ended. It is the end of the game for him, and it's the end of his rule.
Earlier, opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi called on Congolese to protest peacefully against a deal struck last October between the ruling party and a small part of the opposition. Last week, the Catholic Church stepped in a last-ditch effort to try to bring together the main political players around a deal to end the crisis. Originally meant to end a week ago, the talks are still underway. Emily Yab for VOA News in Kinshasa.
In the U.S., a deal to repeal the state of North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limited LGBT access to facilities, fell apart late Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature clashed over the measure provision. Governor-elect Roy Cooper, a Democrat, believes lawmakers gave up too soon in reaching a compromise.
I know there were enough Democratic and Republican votes in the House and in the Senate to fully repeal House Bill 2 if they had just been given a chance.
The bill is primarily known for banning people from using public restrooms that do not correspond with their gender listed on their birth certificates. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.